Chapter 3. Where is Mrs. Hirsch? The days of September passed, one after the other, much the same. Anna Marie and Ellen walked to school together and home again, always now taking the longer way, avoiding the tall soldier and his partner. Kirsty dawdled just behind them or scampered ahead, never out of their sight. The two mothers still had their coffee together in the afternoons. They began to knit mittens as the days grew slightly shorter and the first leaves began to fall from the trees because another winter was coming. Everyone remembered the last one. There was no fuel now for the homes and apartments in Copenhagen, and the winter nights were terribly cold. Like the other families in their building, the Johansens had opened the old chimney and installed a little stove to use for heat when they could find coal to burn. Mama used it, too, sometimes for cooking, because electricity was rationed now. At night, they used candles for light. Sometimes Ellen's father, a teacher, complained in frustration because he couldn't see in the dim light to correct his students' papers. "Soon we'll have to add another blanket to your bed," Mama said one morning, as she and Anna Marie tidied the bedroom. "Kirsty and I are lucky to have each other for warmth in the winter," Anna Marie said. "Poor Ellen, to have no sisters." "She'll have to snuggle in with her mama and papa when it gets cold," Mama said, smiling. "I remember when Kirsty slept between you and papa. She was supposed to stay in her crib, but in the middle of the night she would climb out and get in with you," Anna Marie said, smoothing the pillows on the bed. Then she hesitated and glanced at her mother, fearful that she had said the wrong thing, the thing that would bring the pained look to her mother's face. The days when little Kirsty slept in Mama and Papa's room were the days when Lisa and Anna Marie shared this bed.